All right, so next up is a good friend, a good songwriter, a good performer, and for a while now he's been working on a really great project, which is to put together the music of Mary Pratt into a 2-CD set that is now finished, and it's here, and I think he might want to tell us about that a little bit, and then maybe he'll give us a song. So how about putting your hands together for Terrence Hegarty?
Yes, I have Mary Pratt. I know some of you know her, not everybody in the room, but if you aren't one of the, if you're one of the subscribers, quote unquote, and I missed you, see me and I'll give you your copy if you do want one. I've got lots of them with me, and it's $20 because there are two CDs, 27 songs. It's pretty much everything she ever recorded, with a few exceptions. I'm interested in. Pronouns are very interesting, and usually we've been brought up to think, because we like songs, and we think of pronouns as like meaning, usually they refer to just a one-on-one kind of relationship, one person talking to another person or about another person, but they can mean all kinds of things. They can be plural. In English, you is both singular and plural. But mostly, I've always been interested in the one that is... one way of looking at the world within the same person talking to the other, another way of looking at the world within the same person. And I guess that's what's going on here. I wrote this a few years ago, and I think I've finally figured out, at least that's my current opinion as to what it's about. I call it estrangement. Some other day, it's not time now. I wish you weren't here. It's time you may leave, take your leave. What goal will you achieve by offending my eye and my ear? Don't you speak, don't you sigh. This moment will go by. In which you crouch senseless as a stone. You must rise from that chair. You must agitate the air. Cross the threshold and leave me alone. What is it you require? Oh, I fear you do aspire to recover some jewel of great cost. It's not here, it's not there, it's not hiding anywhere. Can you find what has never been lost? I want all this to change. Why should it seem so strange? Am I turning your world upside down? And shall you be released? Is it you that shall find peace on your own undespoiled holy ground? Yes, you've heard this before. Now will you remember more? How you flung back your head and you cried. Oh, the days and the flood, that an aid and aid and flood, leaving it with an echo inside. side. But you lifted your hand, said, "I don't understand," and looked through me as if you'd been struck blind. And you went on your way on that unhappy day, leaving all you might have been behind. Thank you.
That was stunning, Terrence. Another hand, please, for Terrence Hegarty.